And so it has arrived, game day, the dawn of a new Hoosier era. Expectations we've not seen for decades with regards to Indiana football. Today, Chapter 1 unfolds for Kurt Cignetti, whose confidence since his hire from James Madison back last December has brought a sense of optimism to Bloomington that's been sorely lacking, and it hasn't just inspired the fans. Indiana's returning players have found the coach's swagger refreshing after a brutal 3-year stretch, and to me, no need to reflect back to the numbers. That's in the rearview mirror. We focus now and look ahead. What has been in the works since the first of the year? Coach Kurt's overall blueprint that's worked into making him a winner for all of his 13 years as a head coach. It's clear, and it's very concise.
I mean, the blueprint's the blueprint. Recruiting, development, retention. And you got to win close games and build momentum, and then things snowball. The fundamentals are the fundamentals. There's no magic wand. One day at a time, get better. That's how it's happened in the past.
The transfer portal was very good in restocking the roster, establishing, if you will, a new culture in the locker room, and weeding out, of course, the old Indiana that Kurt saw on film. This afternoon, we welcome a new football program with a new mentality, where Coach Sig defines his culture.
High standards, expectations, and everything you do, how you do somethings, how you do everything. Accountability throughout the entire organization. And, you know, the identity of being a competitor, it's just going to keep coming after you and after you. You got to be resilient, relentless.
Transfers, many brought from James Madison, high quality impact players with solid numbers from the Sun Belt Conference, and others from winning programs. A bunch of guys that know how to win. And in an hour or so, that journey begins as Indiana hosts Coach Mike McIntyre and his Golden Panthers of Florida International. Along with my sidekick here on the airwaves these next hopeful 13 weeks, Mike Glascott. And for all of our sponsors, an opening day welcome to The Tailgate on Bloomington's Voice. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, pleased to be with you on a Saturday afternoon and pleased to share thoughts with Glass on what could be, Mike, a very, very special 2024.
Oh, Smitty, it's about time we get on the field and play a little football, isn't it? Because all we've had to do in the offseason is go over Kurt Cignetti's record with the fine-tooth comb, talk about where he came from, where he learned the game, his father's influence, Nick Saban's influence, the journey to IUP, followed by Elon, and then over to James Madison before heading to Bloomington. Scott Dolson making his first coaching hire. Interesting, Zach Osterman and I were talking earlier in the week. Joe, our last two coaching hires, first-time head coaches. Kurt Cignetti has plenty of experience. This is something Indiana University and their fans have not seen in quite a while. I understand the optimism. I understand the excitement around the program, the stadium, the tailgates that are going on, the new food options, the new suites, and everything on a brand new day of football. It makes it exciting. And I hope, Smitty, I hope we get overtime from the bosses if we're here for week 13, because that would mean a great start to the Kurt Cignetti era. But it all gets started this afternoon at 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. And thanks for being with us. You're right, to all of our sponsors. And we hope to bring you some insight and all the great happenings going on in the college football season. We're going to get to meet the coordinators, the strength and conditioning, the players. We're going to talk lines in Big Ten games and big national games, and we'll do it all in an hour every Saturday on the tailgate right here on Bloomington's Voice, WGCL.
No question, Indiana got a little bit of a streak going on. They've won 11 straight non-conference home season openers, and that takes us back to, unfortunately, that three-point loss against NC State to start the 2000 season, but they'll open the season with a home non-conference game for the first time, and we go back to, what's this, 24, so 9 years ago. So in openers, Indiana pretty productive down through the years, 25-3. But yeah, this is going to be an interesting opener. Gosh, I can remember when I was on the IU Network, we played these guys down in Miami in 2018 and won that ball game. And now we get a chance against, Coach McIntyre's crew. He's only only been there about 3 years, and you'll have more on the scout report a little bit later on the Golden Panthers. But it's a start, it's a new era, and we're certainly looking forward here throughout the course of this afternoon leading up to the kickoff at 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. A couple of the Big Ten teams have already gotten games in, but we have a full card of games that we'll go over as well in the Big Ten to start 2024. And I tell you, we'll go through some of the numbers, but hey, if you're going through the turnstiles right now, or if you got a portable radio listening to us on the phone, hey, get a program, turn it to the roster page, because you're going to need one here as you follow Kurt Cignetti's crew for this season that's ready to start.
All right, Smitty, when we come back, we will hear from the head coach on his strength and conditioning coordinator. Come back and join us. Welcome to The Tailgate on Bloomington's Voice, WGCL.
And welcome back, everyone. 3:30 kickoff on the Big Ten Network. Joe Smith along with my partner Mike Glasscott on The Tailgate on Bloomington's Voice. Well, I tell you, we take a look at numbers. I was telling you before we broke to be sure you pick up a program, but Indiana, we look at some of the numbers, 54 total newcomers in 2024, one of the 28 FBS programs with 50-plus newcomers, to give you an idea what we're talking about. But let's talk about Kurt Cignetti's very first hire. Kurt was hired in early December, and along about December 13th, well, he was familiar with this fella that's been with him now. Well, this is season number five, but he's been with him 4 years at James Madison, and we're talking about his strength and conditioning coach, and that's Derek Owens.
I have a lot of trust in him. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's got great work ethic, fully committed. He's always working to improve. The players like what he does. They respect him. You know, you can't replicate football. No matter what you do in the summer, football is just a set of different movements. A lot of start-stop, and then you throw the heat in there. We took off weight. We put on good weight. We got stronger, quicker, faster, cut down on body fat, all that good stuff.
And Indiana really lucky, suffering only one serious injury during fall camp, and that was offensive lineman Nick Kidwell, who went down with a knee problem, and he is out for the year. But I tell you what, Derek and Sig, a lot in common, sharing the vision, and as Derek tells the story on the relationship.
You know, he's been phenomenal to work for. The biggest thing that I love about him is he lets me do my job. You know, there's a lot of coaches that want to micromanage. They want to have this, they want to have that inside the strength and conditioning department. He always tells me, I hired you for a reason. Go out there and you know, do the best job in America. And for me, you know, our vision is right in line with Fast, Physical, Relentless. Man, that's how we train. That's how we live. We talk about it. I mean, every single day, that's what we're trying to execute with how we lift in the weight room, how we run on the field. We are trying to beat teams. You know, you look back the last 2 years, the fourth quarter, you know, and how we've outscored people. It doesn't just happen, right? It's a mindset, it's a mentality that we work and we train every single day behind the line, 1 yard pass, right? It all goes hand in hand. For me, it's about doing the little things right all the time, doing your job at an elite level. I tell those guys, focus on you. It's one rep at a time. It's you versus you. And how are you going to maximize yourself daily? Whether that's we're doing a squat and it's a three down, two pause, is it going to be on point? Are you going to challenge yourself to hold yourself accountable every single rep and be detailed out every single day?
And that is strength and conditioning coach Derek Owings, who during his 4 years at JMU with Sig, 38-7, trained 20 All-Americans and 24 first-team conference All-Picks. So he was getting the job done, and an obvious move to Bloomington with Coach Sig, and a good one he is, no question about that. You know, we talk a lot about the new faces of Indiana's 30 transfers on this team. The list includes 13 on the defensive side and 15 offensive players and a couple of specialists, actually 29 players from Division I, 28 FBS and one FCS player, and one from a Division III level. 9 of Indiana's 10 on-field assistant coaches, and Glass will talk more about our new coordinators, Mike Shanahan on offense and Brian Haynes, the defensive coordinator. Mike, of course, handles the wide receivers, and Brian takes care of the linebackers. And Bob Bostaph was the lone holdover from the staff of Tom Allen, and he takes care of the offensive line. And boy, I tell you, you will talk to Sig, and he'll tell you right off the bat that Bostaph has been a big, big influence. We mentioned the injury to Kidwell up along the interior front. And you also talked to Mike Kadig. Kadig is in his sixth year, and if it had not been for Bostad talking Kadig into coming back, Bostad would have talked him into coming, and then after he had a chat with Cignetti, Kadig, it was an easy decision for him to come back. He made the switch from guard to center. He'll be snapping the ball back to Curtis Rourke a little bit later here this afternoon against the Panthers. But anyway, the 10 on-field assistants for the Hoosiers ranked number 4 in the FBS and number 2 in the Power 4 in average age at only 38 years young. Georgia Tech, who's already made a big splash in college football, they were over in Dublin, Ireland this past weekend, has a younger group of assistant coaches. They average out about 32, 33 years young. Well, they got the job done, didn't they? Beating Florida State last Saturday to kick off the college football season on that last second kick. But what a way to start the college football season in Dublin, Ireland. But, the excitement, we've already got Minnesota in the books. We've got, as I say, the Big Ten with a bunch of games later this afternoon. And, it's just going to be exciting, Mike, with the expansion of the college football playoffs, too, going to, 12 teams. There's always that one team that makes a splash, and who knows? It could be dear old IU.
It could be, Smitty, and we'll find out more today, 3:30, the Big Ten Network. When we come back, we will hear from the head coach as he talks about his offensive and defensive coordinators, who he has brought with them, as you've mentioned, from James Madison. Well, this is the Big Ten, and no, it's not a Big Ten game this week, Joe, but we'll be in the Rose Bowl in 3 weeks with UCLA. You're listening to The Tailgate on Bloomington's Voice, WGCL. Welcome back. The Tailgate here on Bloomington's Voice, WGCL. Alongside Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasscott. Happy football Saturday, Hoosier football fans. A new day is dawning as the Curt Cignetti era is up and running. Well, it will be at 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. Just a little schedule update so you can follow along with us. We will join you next Friday starting at 5:20 for the Tailgate before our high school football coverage from Bloomington South. The South Panthers will host Terre Haute North in Week 3, and for the third year running, Indiana University football will play on a Friday night. I won't get into my opinion on that. You've heard it enough times on this radio station before. So our new program, thanks for joining us, and, the new head coach as well. He is here from James Madison University. We've talked about his history, and I think we're pretty well-versed in that. Now it's time to meet his coordinators, who he has brought with him from James Madison, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Coach Cignetti takes us inside what makes a good coordinator and why he brought Mike Shanahan and Bryant Haynes with him to Indiana University.
Not so much a fit for me as it is hiring the best person for the program at that particular time. And then they're no different than me. You know, they're accountable. They got to produce year in, year out. But they're good at what they do, and they have. Bryant had an excellent football mind when I lost Corey Heatherman, who's now the DC at Minnesota. Bryant was the best candidate. He was ready for the job. Mike, his particular situation, when I had a vacancy, he had been with me a while. He knew the offense. He knew the areas we had to improve. And I was able to hire a quarterback guy that I thought would be really good for the program because Mike's focused on receivers because it was best for the program. Obviously, everything that has to do with this program has to fit and align with my philosophy. The players we recruit, the people we bring in, coaches and players. But I've seen those guys grow from being real young coaches, and they're still young. But I've seen them progress every year.
On the offensive side of the ball, Mike Shanahan, it's his ninth season coaching receivers and fourth as an offensive coordinator. And more importantly, it's his fourth school under Curt Cignetti. So if there was any cracks in that relationship, they have not come to fruition. This group has stayed together, and he was promoted to offensive coordinator in 2021. Well, Coach, why has the relationship lasted so long to this point?
I really enjoy working with him and working for him. He's a guy who I've learned a lot from since 2016, my first job with him at IUP, coaching the receivers, and just continue to learn. And I feel like I get pushed every single day to be the best that I can be. And he does a good job of you know, bringing every person in the building is, you know, somebody that has high character and fun to be around, and it makes coming to work every day very enjoyable, whether it's with the coaches, the players, anybody on the staff. So, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer for me.
And on the defensive side of the ball, former Indiana University graduate assistant Bryant Haynes, he runs Kurt Cignetti's defense, and he has been with him multiple steps of the way as well.
I'm very loyal to Coach Cignetti, and he's been loyal to me. I mean, part of me staying with him is the fact that he does believe in me. When he has the chance to give me a promotion, whether it's going with him from Elon to JMU, he put a co-defensive coordinator title out there for me. So I think he believes in me. I think he trusts me. I feel the same way about him. He and I are very well aligned with what we believe in philosophically. I mean, we're about tough, physical football teams. We're about football. You know, the relationship part of it is important, but football, X's and O's, is what he and I do. That's what we do for a living, and we bounce ideas off each other. I think we have a great working relationship, and I like him away from football, too. He's a good guy. We've been together for a long time, and happy to say that.
The staff under Kurt Cignetti, plenty of time together. That's going to help this Indiana football program turn around and get back, hopefully, into that 6-win, 7-win. Who knows, maybe even an 8- or 9-win season, because that continuity of running the offense and running the defense, they don't have to figure that out heading into this first season at Indiana University, Joe. And we've seen over the years, when you're not wasting, and that's a bad word to use, when you're not spending all your time trying to figure out who's going to be where and replacing offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, now you can concentrate on football, and that's what makes this season exciting.
You know, Glass, I saw that firsthand with Bill Mallory when he brought a good many of his assistants from Northern Illinois when he took the head job in 1984, and it made a big impact. Joe Novak was the defensive coordinator. George Ballou was the offensive coordinator, and those two coordinators stayed all 13 years with Bill. And, of course, Bill...
most winningest portion of Indiana history!
And was fired with three games left in the season in 1996, unceremoniously. And I'll never forget that. But in the end, you can't beat, knowing what to expect from your boss. And, boy, Kurt has that. And that record at JMU, 38-7, these past 4 years, spells that out. So,
Another exciting time, Joe. Why? Yep. Well, because Kurt Cignetti and Mike Shanahan put together big-time quarterback numbers. Yep. And we'll hear from the man we assume to be under center.
Well, a young man from Ohio University put up good numbers for Ohio U. Curtis Rourke's his name. He'll wear number 9. He didn't come here to sit the bench. We'll talk about him coming up next as you are listening to The Tailgate on Bloomington's Voice.
Welcome back. The Tailgate every football Saturday, well, and next week, Friday, here on WGCL. That's the Hall of Famer, Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasscott. And don't forget, coming up later in the program, we'll have the FIU Scouting Report. Joe and I will take a look around the Big Ten and give our predictions on Indiana's win-loss total for the season and today's number on the game from earlier in the week when we saw it at 21.5 and 51.5. But as we get things going here on our inaugural show, this is fun to do, Smitty.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a quarterback world. You have to have a guy under center, Joe, who can get you in and out of what you want to do. You've got to be able to run the ball and throw the ball. Indiana, over the last few years, has had multiple quarterbacks every season due to injury and otherwise. But this year coming around, we've got a different story. Most experienced quarterback we've had here under center in some time.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think we've had one without an injury since Peyton Ramsey, and that's been 6 years ago. So it's been a while, and we've paid our dues and paid for it in the win-loss department. So fingers crossed and everything else. I like this young man, this Curtis Rourke out of Ohio University, and, he makes good decisions. That's one thing that Coach Sig liked about him. But coming into this one, I mean, He led Ohio University to back-to-back 10-win seasons. He makes good decisions, and we could just tell you that coming into this one, just on career numbers glass, almost 66.5% is completion rate, 50 touchdowns, only 16 interceptions, and nearly 7,700 career passing yards. And, you know, Coach Kurt was telling us earlier this month, he had a quarterback when he was at JMU a couple of years ago that in Cole Johnson, his last year that he played for the JMU, he tossed for 41 touchdowns and a couple of interceptions, and it kind of resembles what Rourke has been doing. But that second week of August during fall camp is when there started to be separation, and Cignetti saw a lot of things that he really liked.
Well, I think, you know, Rourke stacks days consistent and knows how to play quarterback. A lot goes into that position. You know, he's an extension of a coach. He's got to make good decisions, choices and decisions, giving you the best chance of success as a football team. Sometimes it might not be making a spectacular play. It might be getting you back to normal down distance situation. But it also highly involves processing information, finding the open guy, and getting him the ball. Nothing's really changed there in terms of how I feel.
So it'll be Curtis Rourke at quarterback for the Hoosiers here this afternoon against the Panthers of Mike McIntyre. Florida International, the opponent. Week number one is Mike Shanahan, of course, is going to be an interested onlooker because, boy, one strong point for Indiana U, and you'll see that a little bit later as Indiana gets into the end zone via the air, is the talented core of wide receivers. But that being said, Shanahan saw, too, this young man in Rourke just completely, and you could tell that he's been around the block, Rourke, and Shanahan saw that too.
You know, he's doing his best to continue to grow and improve, and, you know, Coach Nasseri has done a great job with him, just obviously teaching him the nuances of the offense and not only the scheme on the surface level, but the true nuances within each play, and I think you just see him continue to get better and better.
And as for Rourke, he was telling us that he just liked the mentality concept of the offense.
I really think the way that they, the coaches, the mentality of they had, and they have. I love the playbook and love the design they have, but I think it's the way that they call it, and the way that Coach Shanahan and Coach Tino really think about things and think about how the drive's going to be. They always seem like they're a step ahead. And it really puts defenses on their toes. I think the coaching staff and the mentality that they have of just, you know, they're coming in to win is something that really drew me to here. Coach Cignetti's, you know, a confident guy, and he should be. He has the resume for that. And so being able to hear that and hear that he's not here to just to start rebuilding, he's here to win in year one, that says a lot about who he is and about who he is as a coach. And then, you know, kind of getting into the talk about the offense, I really enjoyed what it was. Talk about the mentality, kind of heard that a little bit as I was kind of getting used to here. And it's only impressed me as I've, you know, continue to be here and all that.
And a leader he has been, too, since he's been here, and that is Curtis Rourke, who will get the snap for Mike Kadig this afternoon when Mike Shanahan sends that offense onto the football field and the Hoosiers start scoring some points here against Florida International.
23 years old, Smitty. We got experience under center.
Yep.
That's an exciting part because, again, if you don't have a big quarterback at this level, everything's going to be a struggle. And as you mentioned, Kurt Cignetti and Mike Shanahan's offense has had players of the year at James Madison at that position. So Indiana fans had a little defense for the last 4, 5, 6 years. Now we're going to turn it over to the offensive side of the ball. When we come back, though, we are going to talk defense with Bryant Haynes, and you're going to hear from one of his charges up front, the very underrated Mikhail Kamara. And we'll do that when we come back. That's the Hall of Famer Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glascott. This is The Tailgate on WGCL.
And welcome back, everyone. Countdown to kickoff a little past 3:30 against Florida International. Hoosiers kicking it off here, the first of 8 home games. We've done this now. This is the third time that Indiana's played 8 home games. Last time we did it was 2013, so it's been, what, 11 years? Well, one rule of thumb, again, I'm telling you now, entering the stadium today by a doggone program, we've been talking about a lot of players, and you've not seen any of them. So we've talked about them and what they've done at James Madison and other places, and I think you're going to leave with a Hoosier win and lots of excitement. But, you know, turn the roster page down and you'll be all set to go. Thumb down to find number 6 defensively, a potent, big-time impact player defensively that's going to play a rush in on the outside for Brian Haynes. You've heard Mike talk to Coach Haynes already. He's excited about what to expect defensively. Mikhail Kamara, he's one of several JMU transfers who followed Coach Kurt to Indiana U. A young man who will anchor the outside, but I tell you, he was one that was beset by injuries for part of his career. He got healthy, but he took a lot of the bad early, but now he's turned it into very good.
I think those injuries allowed me to grow and allowed me to understand perseverance and understand, and then also gain a new love for the game. Because at that point, I kind of realized, like, this game can be taken away at any moment. It doesn't matter if it's practice, doesn't matter if it's the game. So every single time I come out to practice, every single time I come out to games, I'm like, this can be my last chance. So I go 110% every single time. But basically with Coach Haynes' scheme, like, he just really lets us go out there and play. He lets the D-line go and eat and then has the linebackers play off of that. And Coach Haynes is a hell of a defensive coordinator, and he puts us in positions for us to win, whether it's positions to win based off of X's and O's or for us to win based off of personnel. But he knows what he's doing, so a lot of credit to Coach Haynes. I mean, my first main goal is I want us to win. I want to turn this program around a lot. I hear a lot of people that I talk to, it's kind of like transfers come in here and they say, oh, we're going to change the program, and no one really believes in us. I mean, people might be saying that they believe in us and they're excited for SIG to be here and they're excited for a new program, but they don't really believe in us. So that's the first thing I want to do. I want to put us on the map. The second thing, personally, I just want to become a league guy. I intend to play this season, get whatever accolades, and then make my journey to the next level. But I think the thing that I take the most pride in is me knowing the game of football. A lot of the plays that I made on tape might look like I was just making great plays, just being a better athlete. But a lot of it is just film study. It's a lot of it preparation. So basically when I get into a game, like, that's usually supposed to be the easiest time. Really, the off season is the hardest time. That's when I'm working through kinks, working through what I need to get better at. But when it's game time, I'm just playing confident, playing free, and I already know what they're doing before the ball's even snapped. Our goals are more team oriented rather than personal. So I think that kind of brings us together. And I think all of us, in our own rights, have become better leaders because we kind of have to. To kind of help everyone else. But I know, first of all, I mean, the whole entire spring ball, we've all gotten better. The whole entire team as a whole. So I'm excited for this team. I see a greatness from every single player that we'll see from every single player that's going to be playing on Saturdays. We got to win our games. We got to definitely got to beat the out-of-conference guys. But we got to beat the in-conference guys and show them that we're a completely different program.
He'll be in jersey number 6, and that's Mikhail Kamara. And he hasn't made his first sack, but he'll have one here this afternoon as he will create a little havoc along the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be, you know, one of the storylines of this Bryant Haynes defense for Indiana U. So he'll put up some big-time numbers, and he already has as far as Kurt Cignetti is concerned. But, you know, staying healthy will be key. But, boy, I tell you, right now he is drawing a lot of smiles from the new head coach.
He's just playing at another level. And, you know, early on, he's a guy, like, we got him as a freshman in 20, the COVID year. And he started for us as a true freshman. But he had two bad shoulders that both needed surgically repaired at the end of the season. Couldn't do them both at the same time. Had to do one, then 4 months later, 6 months later, do another. So he's healthy.
Yeah, that is so key, but he's going to be a big-time impact on the outside, and that is Mikhail Kamara, To spread his 6.5 sacks out over 5 games is something, and he managed at least one full tackle for loss in 11 of the 12 games in which he appeared for the Dukes last year. So he is one of the players to watch here this afternoon as the Indiana defense will try as many times for 3 and outs. And that's going to be a big key as well, to turn it over to Sudden Change and give the ball right back to Curtis Rourke and the offense as the Hoosiers get to work in game number 1 of the 2024 campaign against Florida International. When we come back, we'll have a scouting report on the Panthers. Glass will have the opportunity to tell you more. You're listening to The Tailgate on Bloomington's Voice, WGCL. Florida International, the opponent for the Hoosiers as we get to work. The opener under Kurt Cignetti opening up the 2024 campaign. Indiana, 1 of 8 home games. And again, fans, remember, single game tickets available. Go to the box office along the concourse, and we'll talk more about some of these amenities afforded you fans ahead of the Western Illinois game next week. So we'll have all the details for you with Scott Dolson, among others, on the show. So tune us in. We'll be on a little bit different timeline because of our high school commitments and the fact that the football game will be played on a Friday night, and some interesting comments, too, that we'll throw in. Relevant to playing the Big Ten on Friday night from our Big Ten commish that we'll include in our show next week. It's, you know, all about money. Well, now, with the Scott Report, and he'll do this every week, as we will chart the opponent, be it non-conference, and Indiana playing a non-conference opponent for the first time in, gosh, how many years? 8 or 9 years, Florida International. Here's Glass.
All right, Smitty, great job as always. And the Panthers come to town from Miami. They've made a lot of news in the offseason about naming their stadium Pitbull Stadium after the rapper entertainer extraordinaire, but there hasn't been much entertainment on the field. Last year they were 4-8 and only won one conference game under Mike McIntyre. He is 8-16 entering his third season. And, well, when you talk about Florida International, Joe, just like any other team that Indiana is going to play outside of the Big Ten, is it going to be a physical enough team to slow down the Hoosiers? And based on last year, which is hard to do anymore, we've talked about that all day with Kurt Cignetti and the transfers and the new guys and Florida International, Joe, Indiana, 54 new players, Florida International, 50 new players. They have 20 players returning from last year, including 6 on the defensive side of the ball, 8 on offense, and 4 on special teams. They are going to provide Indiana's defense a test, and they will do so with their quarterback, Keon Jenkins. Here's Kurt Cignetti's thoughts on the Panthers coming to town.
All right. Well, it's game week. FIU, Coach McIntyre does a great job, has throughout his entire career. Extremely dangerous quarterback, dual threat kind of guy that throws the ball well, extends plays, can run, and we'll have to do a great job on him. They've got a deep stable of receivers, returning 2 or 3 receivers and adding more guys from the transfer portal. Impressed with the running backs, the guys all return that they played last season. Experienced in the secondary at safety and corner. A leading tackler returns at linebacker. Specialists are good. Kicker, long snapper, punter, return people. So, you know, it'll be a challenge. And we'll have to play well. And, you know, want to see us play fast and physical and cut out some of the, you know, mistakes we made in the first 2 scrimmages, penalties, missignments, things of that nature, but also play smart, disciplined, and poised. So there's a fine line there, but we do want to attack, be that kind of team, and we'll have to play well. You know, he's an extremely capable passer, but when he gets out of the pocket, he does a really nice job of extending plays. And even though he's a really good athlete that can tuck it and run and gain a lot of yards, you know, he's going to look to throw first and does a nice job of finding people when he extends plays. And you know, we got to win up front. You know, our defensive line and We got to put pressure on him and keep him in the quarter, keep him in the pocket, and not give him much time to throw. We got to get to him, you know. And we need a game from our D-line.
Well, the defensive line will have their hands full. Keon Jenkins returns for his sophomore season. He finished with 2,400 passing yards last year. That's the most by a true freshman in FIU history and the fifth highest total of any freshman in FBS last year nationally. So he'll have another year under his belt. He's mobile. He can sling it around. And Indiana's defense will have to be up to the task. Even with the quarterback returning this year, Florida International's defense wasn't much better. They ranked 119th in total defense. They gave up 191 yards rushing. That ranked 121st, 98 in passing yards, and almost 32 points a game. So if it's Kurt Cignetti's offense versus FIU's defense, my money is going to be on Kurt Cignetti's offense taking that unit apart. Smitty, we're getting close to the end of the program, buddy. When we come back, we're going to take a look around the league. We're going to give our season-long predictions on Indiana's win total, and we'll work on today's point spread and total for the game against Florida International. Stay with us. One more segment to go. It is the tailgate on WGCL.
One final time on our tailgate on Bloomington's Voice ahead of kickoff a little past 3:30 against Florida International. Well, numbers aside, Indiana 3-touchdown favorite, 21.5 the last time we checked, 51.5 the over and under. It could be a lot more than that because Indiana will not have any trouble at all. 42-3 Hoosiers this afternoon against Florida International. Defense will dominate. Offense will get into the end zone both through the air and on the ground. No sweat. Kurt Cignetti will be, he'll have fun in his recliner that's 35 years old and also 1-0 later tonight. No problem there. Glass, I'm going to say, being optimistic, I'm going to say 7-5. That will put us in a bowl situation, and then we'll approach week 13, and hopefully, you know, fingers crossed we can end that 33-year-old drought that's been haunting us for, 3.5 decades almost.
Yep, not winning a bowl game, Joe. They've been to a few, but they have not got it over the finish line. You have to win week one. There's no you hire.
You know what? Florida. You can't win them all unless you win week one.
You bring in Florida International to finalize the contract from back in 2017 when the hurricane knocked this game to now. But you have Western Illinois next week. The interesting part will be the folks that Kurt Cignetti has assembled offensively and defensively on the field. They haven't had a lot of run together, but they're experienced players, juniors and seniors. He was asked earlier this week, how many freshmen are gonna factor in? He said, none. Yeah. We're an experienced team ready to go. But you know what, Joe? They have not had to do it on the field.
Yeah, I don't know.
But here's the good news. With that experience, with that talent, and let's be fair, Florida International is not very good. And I don't think they had a bunch of kids come back because things were going great there. It's different for Indiana. This is a new day. It's a new dawn. A 23-year-old quarterback, 4 running backs in the stable who have all played major college football, 7, 8, 9 wide receivers that are going to be rotated and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The old saying, though, as we've known, is if you can you block it? Can you block it? What can we do if a small Florida International pesky defense gets between you? How are they going to handle it? Well, I hope they handle it, Joe, because I can't come back here next Friday with you and try to explain away it not happening against Florida International
no
on
sweat.
The home. No 21.5 might be a lot. Why? You think game one in the new regime, you might have, I don't know if you're going to have penalties with experienced players, but you might have some turnovers. You might have some hyper excitement like we've seen perhaps at the high school level that results in some plays. But I think Indiana's going to win the game comfortably. I would love to see them run the ball, and just establish that. That'll bring the total down because that'll run the clock and keep the clock moving. So I like under 51.5, just like you did, because it's a blowout. You have, 42-3? That's 45 total points. So I'm going to go on the under with you. I like the under more than I like the spread. But if Indiana is going to impress and Kurt Cignetti is the offensive mastermind that he has shown us, I would hope Indiana scores 5 or 6 touchdowns, Joe, to give the fan base something to cheer about and we get excited. As for the season long, there's too much history with Indiana football. There's too much history that does not point to rolling out of bed and winning 8 games on a brand new day in a brand new conference.
Agreed.
Regardless of UCLA, their new head coach, Washington has an entirely new program. Well, so do we. So if we can make the leap that we're going to jump up, why can't Washington make that leap? Why can't UCLA make that leap? I am going to be cautiously optimistic. Las Vegas has the total at 5.5 over under for Indiana's wins. And they don't build hotels out there in big-time football state. That's where USC, LSU is going to be, you're talking about.
Yep.
That's going to be in Las Vegas.
Sunday.
I hope you beat Purdue. And I hope you beat the 3 non-conference teams that stink. And I hope you avoid injuries. Because Zach Osterman told me earlier in the week, the offensive line is not tremendously deep. That always scares me. The injury problem at quarterback, Taven Jackson, thankfully, has some time under his belt if he is called upon. Joe, there have been years Indiana's played 4 quarterbacks in the season.
Yeah.
And that's the tough part for me as a lifelong IU football fan just to eliminate. So while everybody's excited on week one, I'm going to say the Hoosiers go 6-6.
Well,
and I think I don't like going against Vegas, but it's 110 either direction, so there's no heavy money on either side of that. And if Indiana has a really good year, Zach Osterman projects, he projects Indiana to have 9 wins.
I saw that.
But they've only won 9 games twice in their history.
Yep.
That is a huge leap for me to make. So I'm on the record, 6 wins. Joe's on the record for 7 wins. And we both think the Hoosiers will have a comfortable victory here. Getting started, Joe, any minute.
That'll about do it for week number 1. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week at our new time, and that will be 5:30 ahead of the Western Illinois game. Go Hoosiers. For Mike Lascott and all of our sponsors, you've been listening to The Tailgate on Bloomington's Voice, WGCL.